Chapter 31. Evangelists arrived again. And that we must through much tribulation enter into the kingdom of God. Acts 14, verse 22. After walking quite a while, Christian and Faithful reached the end of the wilderness. Faithful looked back a moment and saw a man coming. He was still far away, and yet Faithful recognized who it was. "Oh," he said to Christian, "do you know who is coming?" Immediately Christian looked back. "Yes, that is my good friend, Evangelist." "Yes, and my friend too," Faithful said. "Evangelist brought me onto the way to the gate." In the meantime, Evangelist caught up with them. He greeted the men. "Peace be unto you, dearly beloved. Peace also to all who are with you." "Welcome," Christian said. "How nice that you have come to us, good Evangelist. When I see your face, I immediately think of our old friendship. How much you did for me. You wanted everything to be well with me for eternity. You worked for that as hard as you could. It seemed as if you never were tired of it." "Yes, 1,000 times welcome," Faithful cried out. "How good it is to have you with us." "And how are you doing?" Evangelist asked. "Tell me, what all happened to you after we said farewell?" Christian and Faithful told him the entire story. Evangelist was happy to hear of their experiences. "It has not been easy for you," he said, "but you have stayed on the way. At times you had little strength, but yet you gained the victory." "Honestly, I am very glad. I am glad for myself and glad for you. I sowed the seed in you, and now by God's grace, you have harvested the fruits. The Lord said that the day would come that the sowers and reapers will rejoice together. That day is still coming. If we are so glad now, how great must our happiness be hereafter? That happiness is coming if you continue to stay on the right way. The crown of eternal life lies ready. You were able to see it, for it was shown to you. It is a crown that will never break. It is incorruptible. Now, you must continue on the way so that you will also receive it. Sometimes there are people just like you who want the crown. It even seems that they will reach this crown of eternal life. Some have gone very far already, but then all of a sudden, someone else comes and takes that crown. Beware of this. Keep what you have. Let no one take your crown away. There are many more dangers, and the devil can still come to you. You have had to fight much, sometimes very hard, but you did not fight against sin so hard that it has cost you your blood. It is going to become difficult. But then think much about the kingdom that is to come. Even though you cannot see it yet, believe that it is coming. Now we still live in the world. Take care that nothing of this world comes into your heart. Watch closely what your heart longs for and what it wants to think about. Yes, watch it closely. For our heart is so full of lies and deceit. It is desperately wicked. Beware of sin. Do not let yourselves be taken along by wrong things. Be as a rock which is anchored firm on the ground. Likewise, you must also remain firm in the things of the Lord. You will need much strength for that, but that strength is there for you in heaven and on earth. Thank you for your words, Christian said. We would appreciate it if you would be willing to tell us more. We can still learn much from you. Faithful nodded. He wanted to listen too. Christian and Faithful knew that Evangelist was a prophet. Evangelist could tell which difficult things were yet coming. He also knew how they might resist or overcome them. Therefore, they desired to talk with him again. Evangelist agreed. My sons, you have heard the gospel. In that word of God is written that many difficulties are coming. You must go through much tribulation. Only in that way you will enter the kingdom of heaven. In every city you will enter, there will be bonds. You will be bound and afflicted. I am not saying that. The Bible says it. You will soon find out, because it will happen soon. No, sirs, the way is not easy. You actually know that already, but you will find out soon. For a little while, the men quietly walked together. Then Evangelist said, You are almost at the end of this wilderness. Shortly after the wilderness, you will enter a city. You will be able to see it soon. When you enter the city, many enemies will immediately surround you. They will attack you. Count on it that they want to kill you. I can tell you now already that one of you will have to give his blood and life. One of you must die. And that will happen only because you love God and believe in his word. Who must die, Christian or Faithful? I do not know. Christian and Faithful looked at each other for a moment. Would it be me or you? But when they bind you, Evangelist continued, do not say that you do not know the Lord. Be faithful unto death. The King shall give you the crown of life. He himself promised this. It is not normal when you must die like that. You will suffer much pain, but you will be happier than your friend who must continue his travels for a while. You will be in the celestial city first. Neither will you have to go through all the misery that is still coming. The other one must still go through that. Listen closely. Soon you will enter the city. And when everything shall happen, then think of your friend. Be courageous, sirs. Just tell the Lord, Lord, my soul is for thee. Wilt thou keep it? Thus give your soul to your faithful Creator. Explanation. When you serve the Lord, you sometimes must suffer for his name's sake. Sometimes this happens when you are still very young. Sometimes it happens that other children bully you because they notice that you love the Lord. Older people sometimes go along with that. At times, people do not only bully each other, but also hurt each other. Yes, many Christians have been killed already, only because they served the Lord. The Lord will take care of you when that happens. Often, he wants to comfort you from his word beforehand. In that word is written that we must enter through many tribulations. And when those tribulations come, you know nothing strange is happening. That also happened with Christian and Faithful. Evangelist told them, and they had to suffer. Yes, even that one of them had to die. Thus, God's servants must sometimes bring that message today also. What a miracle if we are able to suffer for his name's sake. We cannot do this by ourselves. Neither could Christian and Faithful do this. But now we see that the Lord will take care of his children. He prepares them completely for those difficult days.